USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Biden delivered an update on Ukraine and said United States and its allies who are pledging new sanctions over Russia's latest aggression are working together and have been for weeks.
We have shown the United States and our allies and partners are working in unison, which he hasn't been counting on, Mr. Putin. We're united in our support of Ukraine. We are united in our opposition to Russian aggression. And we're united in our resolve to defend our NATO alliance. And we're united in our understanding of the urgency and seriousness of the threat Russia is making to global peace and stability.
Along with heavy banking sanctions, President Joe Biden also authorized additional movements of U.S. forces and military equipment in Europe to strengthen Baltic allies in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. As the U.S. daily COVID rate of death falls below 2,000 for the first time in months, there are still 13 states reporting daily death rates increasing by over 10%. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
AT&T is ending some older services, and with that story, here's USA's Lance Pryde.
AT&T is flipping the switch off on 3G service. On Tuesday, the wireless carrier will shut down its 3G network, which means multiple older smartphones and countless other devices that depend on 3G service inoperable. Verizon was the first to launch a 3G network in the United States back in 2002, during a time when the BlackBerry was the top smartphone to own. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
U.S. women's soccer stars have reached the $24 million settlement with the U.S. Soccer Federation following a lawsuit over unequal pay with men's players. The landmark settlement was announced years after a group of five women's national team players filed an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission complaint over inequality in pay and treatment. According to the terms of the settlement, U.S. Soccer will pay men and women at an equal rate in the future in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup. Stay updated 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
A shark has put together a new pharmacy that could save you big bucks. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Bird.
Billionaire investor Mark Cuban announced the launch of his online pharmacy at the beginning of the year. Cuban was asked on Fox Business if he'd ever consider running for president in the future. And he says he thinks this new company will be a better focus for him.
What I'm finding out, particularly with CostPlusDrugs.com, I can have a far greater impact than trying to pretend whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat and plain party politics.
He says the goal of the online pharmacy is to eliminate middlemen and bring lower drug prices to Americans. A Gallup poll released in September found that some 18 million Americans reported being unable to afford at least one doctor-prescribed medication in the previous 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, they say good things come in twos, and on this particular Tuesday, I guess it does, the date is February 22nd, 2022. Of course, when you write it, it's 2-22-22 on a Tuesday. The last time there was a six-digit palindrome date, which is what this is called, was November 11th, 2011. It's also a special date for people heading to their nearest chapel to get married. And in Sacramento, California, 222 couples will participate in a wedding at the state capitol, ceremony starting at 2 o'clock Pacific time and concluding precisely at 2:22 p.m. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.